The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Oh, it's a real sign Christmas is upon us here on The Last Word of Today FM. And the gastro gays arrive with the best cookbooks of the year. Russell Alford and Patrick Hanlon, thank you as ever for being with us here on the programme.
Thank you for having us.
If you have a few cookbooks, why do you need a new one?
Oh, you always need new cookbooks. It's always exciting to have a little browse through them and see what kind of new trends are coming along when it comes to food. And it's also exciting because there's lots of new writers and new voices coming out. So it's good to keep your pantry of cookbooks updated.
And the trend, I guess, has kind of changed over the year. So this year, it's all quite green and plant focused. So, yeah, it's always interesting.
I remember actually a couple of years back, you said, do you have any vegan books? I went, ah, no, there's not really that many.
And then all changed
it's
now.
It's quite a lot at the moment. It's just the way the market's going.
Okay, are either of you vegan?
Absolutely not.
At all.
Are you missing this?
Absolutely not.
You've offended, I'd say, a lot of our vegan and vegetarian
audience
with the dismissive sneering laughter.
I eat absolutely everything and anything. So I
If you actually continue to use your Instagram, Matt Cooper, you would see how much we eat.
I know, but I haven't been on Instagram in about a year.
In a long time.
I know, okay. I do enough Twitter without going to the Instagram as well. Okay, your first book that you have is Clever Batch by Susan Jane White. Now, tell us why this one in particular appeals to you.
Oh, we just love this woman.
It's the writing. So she is playful, quirky and cheeky, and how she writes is just so enticing, engaging, and everything is playful. So it's her third cookbook. It's all kind of easy, everyday cooking.
She's a busy mother of young children as well.
Absolutely.
And I think that's relevant because I think I imagine a lot of people might be listening and they feel that they don't have time to actually cook as they might like to cook for themselves or for their children. So the idea of the batch cooking, explain a little bit of the behind that.
So essentially, it's about the idea of prepping ahead and popping things away into the freezer, into the fridge that you can easily defrost.
Organised.
Yes.
Nicely though too.
Absolutely.
Essential.
There's lots of lovely photos actually in the book where you can see exactly how well organised and lovely jars and beautiful labels. And it's kind of, I think a lot of people, when the second they hear the word batch cooking, it becomes a bit more about, you know, fitness and health in particular when it comes to, you know, you cook your meal prep for the week ahead because you're going to the gym and everything like this. This is not like this.
It's all slow cooking, adds extra flavour.
There's a whole section actually on flavour explosions, essentially. Yeah. Flavour grenades is what Susan Jane calls them.
Is this stuff then that you would put into the freezer?
Exactly.
Yeah, essentially. And it's, you know, it's designed to be like that. And it's also elements that you can put away into the freezer. So there's, you know, the flavour grenades, as she calls them, whereby hacks, little hacks that you can just use to add an extra burst of flavour. If you are busy, if you are not too confident in the kitchen, because I know from my own experience as a cook, you sometimes do not want to go through a full recipe of something just for a tiny little morsel of a sauce or anything. This has a lot of different hacks and ideas for being able to just pop them into the freezer, take them out and just throw them on top of a bit of toast or on potatoes or vegetables and just add that extra flavour.
And also, Susan is a home cook. So if you have a home cook in mind, it's a perfect book for them, I think.
Clever Batch by Susan Jane White is your first recommendation. The second one was the one that I think that won the Cookbook of the Year at the Irish
indeed.
Book Awards.
Correct.
Cornucopia, the Green Cookbook. Now, Cornucopia is an outlet not too far from here, is in central Dublin.
Yeah.
And it's one of the most long-standing vegan or vegetarian restaurants.
Open over 30 years.
And this book is all vegan.
Yes,
all
indeed.
Vegan.
Now, it's actually the second book from Cornucopia, which the last one was released about 10 years ago.
It was in 08. So.
And this one has moved the journey entirely into the vegan world. But what I enjoy about it is because there is a story, and Aoife Carrigue is a very well-known Irish food writer, has helped Tony Keogh write this, and with the family as well. They're telling the story of Cornucopia. It is a business. It is something that is established in Dublin in particular. So I guess it has a bit of a heart and soul to it rather than just being, I suppose many people might say, run-of-the-mill vegan cookbook. Really enticing as well.
And it isn't all slop and stews and
all of the clichés about vegan food.
It's actually really elegant and approachable. It has everything from crackers and sauces and sides to, you know, splash out stuff, a quiche here and there. It's absolutely beautiful and its imagery is stunning as well.
And at the end of the day, you know, the whole movement, it's dedicated to a green future. The whole movement at the moment is toward more plant-based types of food. And obviously the way we're talking, it sounds like we're completely slacking it all off. We're not. It's designed to just encourage it and make it exciting. And I think this book really makes cooking with vegetables and plant-based products quite exciting.
It's beautifully produced. I've done work with Gill in the past, done a couple of books with them, and they produce beautifully done books. They really are fantastic the way they do it. Now, Nigel Slater was with us recently here.
He was
on the
indeed.
Programme. And you have brought in his Green Feast book and the other one, the companion book.
Yes. So it is a series of two. So he has a earlier in the year,
oh, yeah, there was spring, summer, and then there's the autumn, winter.
Autumn, winter, exactly.
Although the books you've brought in are different to the one that he showed me. This is in a more...
Sure. Did you get the VIP copy?
I thought there was a bigger edition. Maybe I'm mixing it up.
I think they're only individual. Yeah,
not entirely sure, but...
All right.
But the handy thing about the two books is, if you really like someone and you don't know what to get them, you can say, oh, I got you two books for Christmas instead
of
one. So you're really generous.
It's an extra large gift.
Nigel Slater needs no introduction, really, especially when it comes to Christmas.
Absolutely. And he is effortless. He just has a way of creating effortless plates and incredibly creative combinations of ingredients.
And less meat. He seems to have gone off meat.
So yeah, these are all
vegetarian.
And it's vegetarian as opposed to vegan. So there's still creams, there's still eggs, there's still cheeses. At the end of the day, if you even just watch an episode of Nigel Slater, you will see how much he adores those types of ingredients. And he incorporates so many flavours. The photos alone would entice you to cook everything.
But they're certainly very colourful, aren't they?
Absolutely. But hardly have any intros. It's all so easy going.
And those lovely elements about his writing are still in there as well. You know, you still get the little introductory passage, which we all love about Nigel Slater's writing. And it is a beautiful, beautiful collection of books. Just to add to, I suppose, if you are like ourselves, have a collection of his,
so that's
great
the
editions.
Two Green Feast books, and they're slightly smaller size than your own.
They
book,
are.
But probably possibly easier to manage in the kitchen.
Yeah,
I think so.
I think so. The other ones can be quite clunky and large, but these are perfect. They're like little Bibles.
A soft.
Burren Dinners by Trevis Gleeson.
Yes.
Show me this.
This is a gorgeous little one here for you now.
We'll put up photographs of all of these as well.
Perfect.
For our webpage here today, FM as well, in the last word.
So, Burren Dinners, this is actually Trevis's second book, which is kind of destination based around Ireland. The first one was about Dingle, which is probably one of our favourite places to visit in the country, and the Burren is
same
up there
here
as well. It is a great community of food producers, chefs, writers, activists, growers, farmers around the Burren. And this really is a collection of all of those together.
Yeah, it's a curation of ingredients and ideas, and it shows...
I have picked one out here at random. Lamb shanks, which I love, in spiced blackberries and port. Now, there's an unusual combination, isn't it?
It's old school Irish and it has international twists in it as well. So it's old and new.
What's really great about this is because Irish food right now is probably at a really, really exciting junction. And I think capturing the scene right now in books like this, I think, is a really wonderful way of preserving a lot of the history and the heritage and the old traditions fused in with a lot of the modern takes on things as well.
It's also beautifully
shot.
Lots of seafood in it as well.
Yes,
really.
Absolutely.
Yeah. One of our favourite fish producers, Brigitte from Burren Smokehouse, it has a whole section in there and she's just absolutely wonderful. And a lot of the people in that, they're just great.
It's beautiful again here. I'm actually allergic to shellfish, but you've one here that looks beautiful, like chili shrimp with guacamole salad.
Yeah.
I can just see people at home eating that, loving that.
And it's practical stuff as well. And it's a great mix because there's some chefs, and we know there's a thing that restaurant chef cookbooks don't always necessarily translate well into a home cook's kitchen. But this has been developed very nicely and brings it all together.
And if you're into Irish food, it's a great option.
Okay, the next one you have, Where the Wild Cooks Go by Keris Matthews.
Keris Matthews from
Catatonia.
I always forget.
I always go Catalonia.
She also sang with Tom Jones.
She did indeed.
It's Cold Outside.
Yes.
Yeah.
So hers is international. So obviously in her band and in her career has headed off to all of these kind of... It actually isn't here on...
I was just looking right there.
I forgot it. I
it's actually in the car, I think.
But
sorry.
It's so unique that it combines recipes and song and poetry from all corners of the globe. So from the States to China to Japan, obviously have Spain, Italy and France, and her Celtic heritage as well. It has a huge influence on it too. So it's for the kind of adventurous cook who is into spices and odd ingredients.
And there's a bit of poetry and song throughout it as well. It's a quite, it's very cultured as a cookbook, I would say.
Okay, that sounds nice. Like a nice one. Yeah. Okay, Patrick, we have also Diana Henry from The Oven to the Table.
Diana Henry, who is always just effortless and is a beautiful writer. And so this is all oven things.
Yeah, essentially everything here. This is perfect if your hob gives up and you are
as it often does, you know,
does in your entire need, and you need to pop everything in the oven. Every single recipe here is oven based. So you are able to pop things into roasting tins, use the several shelves that you might have available in there, and create stunning dishes with ease. I would call this like a notional book, if you, in that kind of way, that if you have,
if you
have notions, in the most positive way possible, because I absolutely adore Diana Henry, that if you are like, I'm not a confident cook, I'm not too okay with doing too many processes, but I really want to impress, use this and let the oven do all the work. Let the oven make everything fantastic, and you have the most beautiful looking plates of food to serve to your guests as
and
well.
The oven is your kind of kitchen's heart anyway, so embrace it here.
I think she describes at the very beginning of it as the most important appliance in the home anyway, so ultimately it's great to have a use out of it. Again, her writing, it is her
just
thing,
like,
as well.
Beautiful.
And as a recipe development goes, there's a whole chapter dedicated to chicken thighs. And chicken thighs are amazing in the oven. They're the preserve of a tray bake.
Yeah, exactly.
They are absolutely perfect for tray bakes. And there's a whole chapter dedicated to it, which I
and
think...
And they have huge flavour as well.
Well,
so,
considering Dana also wrote an entire cookbook on chicken as well, it is very, very suitable that there is that too.
Exactly.
Mm. There's some lovely looking fish dishes.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Looks tremendous. Yeah. Okay, Dreen Allen's One Pot Wonders.
Yes.
Yes, a very handy little one to have in your repertory as well. Dorina, obviously Ballymaloe, incredibly talented. And this book is, again, kind of in the same way as From the Oven to the Table, I suppose, is
it's like
bringing everything together.
Everything in one, easy going, all combined, easy cooking.
Mm. Okay, we've almost out of time. So one book each left. There's a few, but give me your... favourite pick. First you, Patrick Anderson.
Clonakilty is an interesting one. So obviously...
This is the black and white cookbook from Clonakilty Black Pudding.
Okay. Full disclosure, we have a recipe in it.
So you might
for that
find
alone.
A recipe in there. It is unique and it showcases pudding in amazing ways, from sides to starters to pizzas.
It's not just breakfast,
exactly.
Essentially. It's for everything, I suppose.
I had a beautiful black pudding salad yesterday.
Oh, delicious.
Fantastic.
Yeah, excellent.
So, I mean, black pudding is a gorgeous
superfood as well. So
yeah, allegedly.
Apparently.
We can't claim that.
And Russell, your last choice?
My one I'm going to say here is it's for people of a certain age who may remember a lady called Fanny Craddock. It's actually a tradition of ours to watch Fanny Craddock Cooks Christmas on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah.
As
love
cringe
it.
As it is.
It's from the 60s.
Yeah,
it. Oh,
yeah, it's 1975 when it was broadcast.
It
is atrocious television, but it's also fantastic. It's a real glimpse into the time that it was. An author and a blogger, actually, called Kevin Geddes has made a book called Keep Cam and Fanny On. It's a great name. It's available on Amazon and Waterstones in particular. It's hard to source, but it's well worth it if you kind of want to have have a look into the past. She was essentially the first TV celebrity cook at the end of the day. Yeah. And she had such a weird demeanour, snapping fingers at her assistants, shouting at them.
A proper character.
Absolute character.
Did I say a bit of a wagon?
She looked a bit like a drag queen, I always said. That. But, you know, I do enjoy her.
All right, we have to leave it there.
Thank you.
Thank you very much as ever, Russell Alford and Patrick Hanlon, the Gastro Gays, for being with us for our annual review of the best cookbooks to buy for yourself or as a gift for Christmas.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.